Hey, and welcome back to Extra Features Podcast. Today we have a man that's all the way from France, so it's really late at night, so hope he can stay up for the whole interview. You never know, he may fall asleep on us. David is a writer, producer, director of Girls Night 1 and Girls Night 2. But because I screwed up, we're only going to do Girls Night 1 tonight, but he promised me to come back to do Girls Night 2, so we can't wait for that. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, we finally got together, which is awesome.
Yeah, I know. Like 4 months after.
Well, I did watch the film 4 months ago, and I totally forgot about it. So I had to go. It's my bad. Blame me. It's all good.
Okay. I hope you liked it.
I did. So let's start off. You have a mood you're trying to set here, I would say, with your film.
Yeah. I was really hoping to, you know, to just demonstrate real girls having fun and not the usual, like, physically beautiful, you know what I mean? Like the blonde girl and super sexy and everything. I just wanted to have three normal, beautiful, at their own way, charismatic girls, natural girls, having fun and exploring the fact of the, well, I mean, I'm a huge fan of slasher movies, and I always liked the first sequence of Scream with Drew Barrymore. I was really a fan of that scene, and I always thought that that scene could work as a short movie. Not really the whole movie, but that moment, the first moment, was really, it had an impact on my vision, and I wanted to explore that in some way.
Fair enough. So why did you start off with music then, as your film? You try to set that tone, I think, right off the top.
Yeah. Why did I use that music?
Yes.
I don't know. I think I didn't program that from the beginning. I think it was really after shooting the movie, having that eerie vibe, I wanted to to put the audience directly in the beginning of the movie to have that mood like that. I don't know.
Okay, fair. I'm gonna hammer you with questions. You know that. So.
Okay, no, I didn't think that ahead. So.
Did you think this is a pretty light Halloween party? She only has two friends there. I thought there should be a lot more. She's spending a lot of time prepping this apartment for this get together.
Yeah.
I thought it would be more people.
Well, at first, they were going to be four. At first.
But one canceled.
Yeah, one couldn't go there. No, but before shooting, I had four girls I had a script with four characters. But one of the actresses couldn't make it at the last time, so I rewrote all the script with three girls. And I had no budget at all, and it was really low budget, and I had to film at my place, so it's really a small basement that I didn't have the opportunity to have other people there. So that was the thing.
Okay. Now, so all the girls come, but I find it weird. You spend a lot of time on introducing me to props and the apartment and the Jell-O brain, but nothing you really do with them. Does that make sense? They're more there to set a mood, I think, than the actual engage in.
Yeah. I was just showing the decoration she was going for, and yeah, I had to have that elements to create the vibe on that room.
Oh, you do that correctly. I agree. I just thought there would be more playfulness with it, I guess.
No, I didn't think that I had, so.
Okay, no problem. That's why I'm asking. I look for these things. Now, I want to say, you made this, how big is this actual apartment? Because it looks like it's two floors.
Yeah, it's, you have one floor and then the basement. Yeah, but it's really small.
It's the basement?
When they have that party, yeah, it's the little basement, yeah.
I had no idea, because I thought that was like,
it's like a duplex, you know, like you have, when you enter the house and you have the first floor, then in this place I have you enter the house, you have the living room, and then my bedroom is downstairs.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So this is your apartment you're filming in then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the actual one right now. Yeah, 2 years ago, yeah.
So I guess we should go back to the beginning of the film. You introduce your villain, I guess?
Yeah.
Or whatever you want to call him. Is he wearing a mask or is that all makeup?
It's a mask, yeah.
That is one disturbing mask.
Yeah, I looked online for different types of masks. I wanted to have a singular appearance. I wanted to have a latex mask with no expression at all. And I looked for a bunch of masks, and that one came out a lot. And I was like, okay, I need to do something with it. I tried, and it worked.
Yeah, did you doctor it? It looks like you put lipstick or something on the lips.
No, there's the lipstick on the mask. Everything is really the mask. Even the hair is the mask. You know, you just put it on, and you have a place to breathe and stick the tongue out, as I did. And that's it.
So you're the villain?
No.
Okay.
Not me. But, yeah.
So how did your neighbors feel when this was being filmed and this creature shows up?
I asked the person that does the killer, asked her how was the experience to be, outside and scaring people, because she tried to scare people, but, nobody really cared.
Ah.
Really. Yeah. Even my neighbors, I just put a sticker outside and saying, don't worry, if people are screaming, I'm just shooting a movie.
Well, that's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah.
You actually introduced urban legends. The girls do discuss them in front of the mirror. They do Bloody Mary and discuss other legends. Do you believe in urban legends?
No. I'm intrigued by it. Sorry. I'm intrigued by it. I read a lot of urban legends, and I find it extremely scary. So that's why I wanted to explore, but I don't believe in urban legends.
So
maybe some, I don't know. Not really, but Bloody Mary.
Yeah, I just wondered why Bloody Mary of all the ones you chose.
Because I never tried that. I never did say Bloody Mary three times in front of a mirror. And not anyone on the crew and the cast did that, so it was, you know, exploring new things.
Fair enough. Now we go from there, and then the woman just runs away from her friends.
Yes.
And she has to make a choice. She finally gives up and does the Bloody Mary thing.
Yeah.
And nothing happens, but then she can't find her friends.
Yes.
And I think you did a very good shot there. I like the way you made us think something happened.
Uh-huh.
And then she's convincing us nothing happened.
Yeah.
Which I quite liked. And then something does happen, which I'm not going to say. I'm just saying something does happen.
Yes.
So is there a reason why you didn't complete the film? That you left us hanging?
What do you mean?
Well, we don't really know what happens in the end.
Well, that's why there's the sequel.
Right. So when you're shooting this, I know there's a sequel. I will get there. And which I have watched. So I obviously watched them backwards, like we've talked about. I made a mistake, so I've only watched one for this one.
That's okay.
Was there always going to be a sequel, or you weren't sure?
No, I just I didn't want it really to have an explanation. I just wanted to, it was going to be on a Halloween night, and I thought, well, she has, girls having a party, there's some people outside wearing masks, and I thought maybe someone is going to be looking inside. I thought, well, maybe he's going to hear the Bloody Mary story, maybe he's going to be interested in going in and do something terrifying, and at the end you can see what happens, and that was about it. Yeah, I didn't want to explore why is he doing this, who is it, if it's really Bloody Mary, if it's a spirit, if it's a killer. If I was just wanting to have an evil identity in the house, that's all.
Has the evil identity have a name yet?
No. No. Do you want to name it?
No. No, I do not. I like it. I just ask these questions. No, I don't need to name it. I'm good. So no, where did you find your actresses? Because you have a very distinct look, and I do agree with that.
Well, they're not actresses at all. The girl from the beginning is my cousin.
Oh?
Yeah. It's my cousin and two of her friends. We're really really close. And we're having some party at my house at one time, and I had a script of a movie, and I reread the some of the dialogues, and I was like, you're so much alike of the characters. There were some things that I wrote that they would say with each other. So I thought, well, I'll ask them if they're interested. And he said, well, let's try this. And it was really an experience from beginning to end. And they just did it. That's all.
Did they follow your direction, or they gave you flack? Could they know you?
They follow my direction, and well, at first I think they accepted just because, you know, they know me, and they thought it was going to be a new experience, and they were going to have a good time, and that's all. But when they started shooting, they understood my passion and what I wanted to do with that, and they were respectful, and they started to get engaged in the movie, and they started to opinionate a lot, and it was really interesting.
Okay, yeah. So did you feed them, or you just said, nope, you gotta get fed, I'll just buy you pizza or something?
What do you mean?
Well, I meant usually on a cast and crew, I mean, you have to feed them.
Yeah.
But since you know these people, you might get away with not feeding them.
No, I did send them, yeah.
So they don't come back for Girls' Night 2, which I do know because I have seen it, but for this one I only watched Girls' Night 1. So,
well.
What?
They do come back.
Do they? Okay, see, I need to watch Girls' Night 2 because 4 months ago I watched it. So
there's one that's really the main character, but they all come back, yeah.
Okay, then that's totally my bad. See, I told you, I should have watched two, and then we could have a better conversation. So what have you done in your film? You've got your film shot, it's packaged. How do you promote it?
Well, I don't know how I started. I think I just started to send it to film, to sites that review movies. I started sending them the screener, and that I wanted to have a feedback of the thing, and had some great feedback. People were kind of creeped out by the killer and everything, and I thought, well, I might just send this to film festivals, and I did all by myself. I created an account in Film Freeway. I sent to all film festivals. It's I lost a lot of money as well, but yeah, I got selected to like 10 film festivals, and I got some awards and everything. So it was a nice experience. Really tiring, but really good.
Did you find the film being French being a hindrance?
What's that mean?
It means it was a problem. Like, English film festivals wouldn't take the film because it was in French. And I mean, I understand it has subtitles.
Yeah.
But some people don't want to read subtitles.
Yeah. Well, I thought about that. It's weird, bro, because I grew up in Portugal. In Portugal, you watch movies with subtitles, every time. And in France, it's, everything is dubbed. So I started to think about that, and I realized that, yeah, I think some film festivals didn't accept it because of that. And, I know that, a lot of people on Twitter and Instagram that I follow and they saw the movie, they always say, like, I did like the movie, but it was hard to follow the subtitles, but I did like the movie. So that was always a little problem to some people. So I think, yeah, it could have been a problem, yeah.
The only time I really had problems with the subtitles is when they're, I guess it's for me that understands a little bit of French. So I don't need to translate all their words, but some of them I do. So that was a problem for me at that time. Because I pick up words here and there, but some of it I've never heard.
Yeah.
So some of the slang I didn't know.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay, that's what that word means. Oh, okay. Because the slang went over my head. I got some of the sentences, but the slang was killing me.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah. Yeah, I think it could have been a problem, yeah. But okay. you're not used to watch movies subtitled? Like Asian movies or Asian horror movies, do you watch them?
I do, but again, I don't understand Cantonese or Japanese, so it's fine.
Yeah.
I can't do
yeah,
any,
yeah, yeah.
I don't need to translate the French because I know what they're saying.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
My problem is I understood bits of the sentences.
Yeah, okay.
So I still had to read the subtitles, so I had to go back and forth. So I kind of watched it twice.
Okay.
Just to get the feel for me. Well, that was my own problem, not speaking French well enough.
Okay, yeah.
So, no, there was nothing wrong with it. It was just more me.
Mm-hmm.
So, your film is done.
Yeah.
What have you done with it?
What have I done? Well, I sent them to film festivals, as I said. I started to promote it in every possible way I could, by social media and everything, doing all kinds of posters and pictures and everything. And I thought, well, I might just release it online publicly the next year. So last year on Halloween night, I did an Instagram live and I put it online for everyone to see. And after that, I was still waiting for film festivals. I'm still waiting for film festivals right now. But I started writing the sequel and everything just went after that, you know. It was really, I didn't have a break from Girls' Night and Girls' Night 2. It was really, I started it, I promoted it, I sent it everywhere, and then I released it online and I started with the sequel.
Well, there you go. And don't tell everybody, they should see this film. It's only 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So watch it. Don't be afraid of the subtitles. Only 15 minutes. Won't kill you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready for some fun questions?
Yes, of course.
Oh, you don't have to. You can say, no, I don't like them.
Well, I can say, how many? Three?
You only have three.
Okay. I can say no to one of them.
Then I'll make four questions then, just to bug you.
Okay.
Your favorite film?
My favorite film? The Exorcist.
Great film.
Yeah, loved it.
If you could live anywhere in the world besides France, where would it be?
Good question. Maybe Portugal, again, yeah.
Okay. And this one may be difficult for you, so this may be the one you pass on.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know about Canadians?
I know anything. I'm sorry. I don't know.
I just thought I'd have some fun. Well, I want to thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Again, I want everybody to go search out Girls Night 1 and Girls Night 2.
Yeah.
And watch them in order, unlike me, because I got confused, because I watched Girls Night 2 4 months ago and just watched Girls Night 1. And I was watching going, I don't remember any of this.
You should watch both of them. I'm going to release the second one in Halloween this year. So,
well, I'm going to watch the second one next, and I hope you're going to come back, and we're going to do this again.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you for your time. You're great.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I just want to say thank you for listening to this great interview. We have more on our website at www.extrafeatures.ca. And if you enjoyed it, can you please go to iTunes and leave us an iTunes review and like us on our Facebook page. Thank you.